This is Dr. Lawrence Brown. I'm back here again at the invitation of my friend, Eddie Redzovic. We're going to be talking with you about the middle path. Don't go anywhere. This is really going to be a nice show.
Peace be with you. Welcome to The Dean Show. I'm Eddie, your host. Another week, another exciting episode, another exciting guest is about to come out in a minute. We're going to be talking about the middle path. People become religious, quote unquote, and now they might end up doing some very extreme things. And then the whole religion gets blamed. And then some people experience the truth. They realize there is a purpose in life. They start to live it. They enjoy it, but then they slack off and they go to another extreme. They become extremely neglectful of their responsibilities. So how do we, as those who have come to know what the purpose of life is, we're living a way of life that's pleasing to the Creator, how do we stay on the middle path? Well, we got our brother coming out who's got a ton of experience, a ton of years in Islam. My next guest, Dr. Lawrence Brown, with him here on The Dean Show when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
And my next guest started off as an atheist. That's right. Tried very hard to be a Christian. And now he's on The Dean Show. He's figured out the purpose of life and how we're going to stay on the moderate path. We're going to get his experiences in life in The Dean with my next guest, Dr. Lawrence Brown. Come on out.
Alhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illallah. Wa Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Wa alaykum salam.
Subhanallah.
Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, Sheikh? How you been, Dr. Brown?
Alhamdulillah. Good. Long time.
I know. Look at that.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
How's life been? How's everything been going in your part of the world?
Yeah, no, things are good.
You know, people know you from the program that we did originally, and that was actually back in 2007, 8?
It was, what, it's got to be about 6 or 7 years ago.
We talked about you coming from the atheist logic.
Right.
And then you grew out of that.
Right, and actually look for more on that coming up, because I'm doing a lot of work on how to refute atheism right now. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a focus of mine at the moment.
I did a program where I actually mentioned you, and I always refer people to the struggle that you were going through, that we all, as God Almighty is telling us, that do you think you'll be left alone on saying, look, I believe and you won't be tested? And how you actually, you went from having a house, guest house, and losing even the guest dog or guest house, all of that, and you hung in there, and you were living in a day motel, night by motel, hotel, and you talk about that in the program we did. That was your jihad, your struggle.
Well, it's kind of like that old saying, you know, how far the high have fallen. And it's not that I was really so high up in the socioeconomic ladder, so to speak. But no, I had things pretty good. At the time I became Muslim, I was living in a large house on basically a estate with a guest house and so on. And I had the standard sort of dunya toys of this life, and then when I became Muslim, I became divorced. I lost all of that and went to a very, very simple life where, because I was so financially strapped, I mean, I had $250,000 just in paintings, which I lost in the divorce settlement. And so I went to this very simple life where I was just living in a studio apartment. I was renting by the week, and I was sharing that with another brother who was on hard times. And the thing that I remember most about that time was how I was so happy and I didn't understand why. Mm-hmm. I was saying to myself, what's wrong with me? I mean, I've lost my wife, lost my kids, my house, my car, my property, my wealth in you know, different things, and like I said, the paintings and the bank, and why am I happy? And then I realized that before all of this happened, when I became Muslim and I started having troubles with my wife and we were trying to sort things out, I kept praying istikhara prayer, which is the prayer for guidance. And in this guidance prayer, you're asking Allah to bring what He knows to be best for you. Not what you think is best, but what He knows to be best for you. And you end the prayer by saying, and bless me with abundance therein, and make me pleased with it. And I suddenly realized the completeness with which Allah answers your prayers. When He answers your prayers down to, you know, the final item, that's why I was so happy, because the prayer ends with, bless me with abundance therein, and make me pleased with it. And suddenly I understood why it was that I was feeling happy in this setting of what you would assume to be tragedy.
So you went from singing, I mean, it sounded like a sad country song, you know, the person's singing, and they lost everything.
And I really do miss that dog, yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
So I mentioned, many people come into Islam and think their problem's going to go away. Obviously, you know, God is testing us, and you found the truth, but now once calamity, struggles come into your life, you know, we have to be patient with the test, and this shows our sincerity. So I direct people to watch this show that we did for you, and how God Almighty replaced everything at the end, what you lost, He replaced it with that which was better.
Yeah, and this is something I have told people a lot over the past years. I've been Muslim now for about 20 years, and one of the things that has happened during that time, so many times people have come to me asking advice about becoming Muslim, and I tell them, number one, expect to be tested. And number two, just remember that you don't give up anything for the pleasure of Allah, except that Allah replaces it with that which He knows to be better for you. And that's what happened in my experience.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, it kind of leads into our discussion about the middle path, because I've seen so many people over the last 20 years deviate in different directions away from the middle path. And it kind of starts from the very first day. Kind of, you know, the person who will accept the religion as long as it gives them exactly what they want out of it, but if it doesn't, then they go back. That's a form of extremism.
That's where we're going to go from there. We got to take a break, and that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about the middle way, and how people who come into this way of life, because the media will have, you know, everybody programmed now that you accept Islam, and now you're going to end up blowing something up, blowing yourself up, doing all sorts of disaster and harming society, which the opposite should be happening. We got a lot to talk with you about here with Dr. Lawrence Brown on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show. So, Dr. Brown, usually, typically, this is how it has happened. You know, sometimes from the media, they start to feed the average layman certain images. And after so much repetition on this, people start to believe, look, okay, a scenario, a person's son, daughter accepts Islam. Now, they didn't have a problem with their son, let's say, being involved in drugs and alcoholism. Maybe he even went to alternative lifestyle, did all sorts of crazy stuff, and his patients were patient with him. But now he became a Muslim, one who submits to the will of God. He's figured out the purpose of life. Now they panic. Now the house is upside down because they've been seeing from the media that some of these converts, they end up doing extreme crazy things.
Right. Okay, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a weird thing because you see somebody cleaning up their act, going from, as you said, maybe they were alcoholic, maybe they were using drugs, fornication, whatever bad things you might want to put on the list, and then they start to clean up their act. And yet when they become Muslim, and that becomes the path by which they're cleaning up their act, people think something is wrong. And that's just, it's from the media. There's no doubt but that the media in the West is creating a strong negative bias against Islam.
Now you also have other parents. You have people, it's a true story. The guy ends up seeing a Muslim praying in the street. He's praying, cab driver pulls up, starts praying next to a hot dog stand. And the individual, his son had accepted Islam. And then at the end, he goes, oh, you're Muslim? He sees him praying and says, yeah. He goes, my son is Muslim too. And then the Muslim says, are you happy? He says, I can sleep at night, because he knows now what his son was involved in. And he had all these restless nights. Now this person is actually a good example of how a Muslim is supposed to be kinder to his parents, supposed to be better, a better human being, better to society, not a detriment to society. That's that middle moderate course, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think that what we see time and time again is that when people come to really know Islam as it really is, they lose their fears. How many times have I heard people saying, oh, so it's not like what I saw on such and such a channel? When they get to know Muslims and they learn what Islam is all about and they see the noble manners of the Muslims, the good conduct, the generosity, the honesty, abstaining from the different sinful vices, it's a completely different picture, which is why it is so important for the Muslims in the West to remain upon the middle path. Because they are basically the living examples of what Islam should be to these people who do not know, okay? And if they are projecting Islam as something other than what it really is, then they are becoming part of the problem rather than part of the solution. Mm-hmm. You know, Islam is the religion of the middle path, and this is stressed over and over and over again. But you find a lot of, you know, overzealous converts, kind of like the reformed smoker, or for whatever reason, going to the extreme of fanaticism and ending up becoming part of the problem, not mm-hmm. part of the solution.
Even though this is a very, I mean, the media inflates this to such a degree that's just unbelievable. But even the statistic, I did a show recently where we actually talked about the far greater threat to America has nothing to do with Islam or Muslims. This is a very small minority.
Right.
And we even addressed this, but I mean, you have extreme Christians, radical, just Robert Duggart, this man was just trying to annihilate a whole Muslim community. The press didn't cover this at all. You have so many examples of extreme non-Muslim terrorists, actually, don't even get called terrorists. But obviously Islam is free of this. How have you managed to stay? Obviously, some people, I guess, they don't get their way, and they start being neglectful of their duties, prayer, fasting, all the other things that are incumbent on every Muslim, or someone becomes just extreme in general, does some extreme things. How have you been able to manage to stay on a middle way that we can get some of your experiences from when you came into now?
I mean, I have to say, you know, blessings from Allah. That's number one. Because it's very easy to get pulled in one direction or another. And that's really what it comes down to. And I think what it has to do, what a lot of it is following your desires. If you're following the religion, you're following what comes down to us through the Quran and through the prophetic Sunnah, it becomes very clear that these different extreme paths are off of the middle path. Okay, but if you start following your desires, you know, for example, I mean, you're a youthful hothead and you want to go out and do something dramatic, something big. So, well, there are people out there who have deviant ideology, who are looking for people like that who they can grab a hold of and fan the flames of fanaticism and have them go out and commit a terrorist act. And then there are people in the media who jump all over that because they try to make the deviant individual look normative. In other words, you know, they try to make it look like that's the normal for Islam, whereas in fact the Islamic community themselves cast that person out.
Yes. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We're with Dr. Lawrence Brown here on The Dean Show, giving us some of his experiences. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. What are you going to do with it if somebody's been trying to deliver something to you, like we've been trying to deliver the truth, that there's only one God, that you worship Him alone, not His creation?
Welcome to The Dean Show, one of the most exciting purpose of life talk shows in the world. Since 2006, The Dean Show has been working on clearing up the many false misconceptions about Islam and Muslims, and at the same time, delivering the simple message of the purpose of life in a fun and exciting way.
One time I was at a restaurant, I was dressed like this, and a woman came to me, she said, "Are you a rabbi?" I said, "Yeah, I'm a black rabbi, you know."
We want you to develop a better understanding about the pure Islam and the real message that it teaches: peace, submission, surrender, and obedience to Almighty God.
To disbelieve in any one of the messengers of God is to disbelieve in all of them.
Islam says love all mankind. That's why we're sharing this message, because we want the best for you and we want the best for all mankind. We'll see you next time, God willing, on The Dean Show. Continue to tune in. Peace be unto you.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here with former major in the military, Air right. Force. You've driven actually F-16s?
Flown.
F-16s.
No, I was
former military.
I was a doctor in the Air Force.
Doctor in the Air Force. Yeah. And former atheist, tried very hard to be a Christian. What was it about Islam that just in a few before we get more into the topic? What was it really about Islam that captivated you?
Well, it's kind of the subject of this talk, and it's interesting that you bring us to that point when this is not rehearsed.
Yeah.
Because basically, I was on a religious search, and I had studied the Old Testament, and that had brought me to a study of the New Testament. In my reading of the Old Testament identifies three prophets to follow. And then you come to the New Testament, which again references those three prophets. There is a scene or a passage in which the Jews send their scholars to ask John the Baptist who he is. And they ask, "Are you Elijah?" And he says, "No." And they say, "Are you the Christ?" And he says, "No." And they say, "Are you that prophet?" And he says, "No." And once was not enough. They then clarify. They say, "If you are not Elijah, if you are not the Christ, if you are not that prophet, who are you?" And he goes on to his own explanation. But in any case, the point is, that's a direct statement that the Jews expected three prophets to follow. You know, Elijah, the Christ, and that prophet.
Yes.
Now, Elijah has been aligned with John the Baptist, of course, the Christ with Jesus, and that left the third. Okay, so in studying Christianity, what I found was the same thing that I found with Islam, and that is there's a middle path. There are the extremists who go to one of two sides, the one side of being too soft in their religion, you know, and they don't really apply the tenets of faith as they should be applied. Mm-hmm. And then those who swing too far to the the super fanatic side as well, to the point where you can't even talk to them. Mm-hmm. Because they've become so brainwashed in their ideology. But this choice of going into those paths is based upon their desires. That's what they're looking for. Okay. On the other hand, there's this middle path where you look for the continuity in the chain of revelation. Okay, you look at the continuity from, Adam on up through the chain of prophets, through Adam, Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, Jacob and the tribes, Moses, Jesus. Okay, and we're left with that one final prophet as predicted in the New Testament, and mm-hmm. that brought me to Islam.
Yeah.
But one of the things I noticed in all of these scriptures is that there was a middle path. Okay, and in all of these scriptures there were those who went too far into spiritualism to where it took them astray, and there were those who went too far into sort of a militant fanaticism, or not even militant sometimes, just fanaticism, where you couldn't even talk with these people, couldn't even reason with these people, because it was their way or the highway, and their minds weren't even open to discussion. Mm-hmm. But between those two extremes, there was the middle path of those people who, were applying their religion with reason, and that led me to Islam.
Someone says, and you have all sorts of weird ideas, and someone says, look.
Says I have all sorts of weird ideas?
No, a lot of people.
In general.
In general, people have all of these weird ideas. And we know that, look, it's a mercy that we have this guidance from the Creator. A book that's been unchanged, tamper-free, tamper-proof, a living miracle, testable, the Quran. For anybody sincerely who comes to it, wants to know the truth, it's there. It tells us how we need to live, the purpose of life. It's as bright as the day, as bright as the sun, for anyone who wants to see who's sincere. Now someone says, look, all these religions, they're basically the same. They're all hogwash. They're made up by human beings who try to control human beings. How do we know that aliens are controlling us? They're, you know, they're, this whole thing's a fairy tale, God. What do you say to a person like this?
Look, it's understandable coming to that opinion in one sense, and that is that there are so many deviations in religion that it is hard to find. It is hard to find that middle path. It is hard to find those who are upon the truth. But you know, you don't have counterfeit money unless there somewhere is real money. Mm. Okay, you never counterfeit something that doesn't exist to begin with. Okay, so counterfeit money exists because real money exists. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Brilliant. I love
it. You can't fake something that is not there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the fact that there are a lot of counterfeits, charlatans, people who use the religion for their own advantage, misguide the masses, line their pockets, et cetera, et cetera. The fact that those people exist does not mean that there is not a God and that there is not a religion of truth. And that's the bottom line. In the end, that's the question you have to ask yourself. Do you believe in a creator? We are the creation. We are the creation, and the evidence of the creator surrounds us. So if you believe in a creator, you have to believe that in his mercy he has sent us a message to show us the path to his pleasure, by which we can incur his pleasure and receive the reward of that in the hereafter. And so you have to be upon the path of looking for the religion of truth. And that brings me back to something we were talking about earlier, which is you were saying, how did I get onto the middle path?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you'll do it from your intellect. Don't think you'll do it from your intellect, from asking the people around you, and so on and so forth. No amount of research, no amount of intelligence will bring you to the straight path if your creator has not written it for you. If you don't have the humility to ask your creator to guide you, don't expect that guidance to come. It might not, but true guidance comes from our creator. Not from ourselves.
Brilliant. Beautiful. Tell us now for the White House, maybe they want to invite you down to give a nice presentation about Islam and Muslims, maybe Harvard University, maybe another organization wants to get a hold of you, or some people just want to get in contact with you to ask you some questions or read some of your books. Tell us how they can find you.
Well, you can find me on my main website, leveltruth.com. If you go to leveltruth.com, the Muslims can find Dawah Corner, which is a corner that gives you a lot of tools for making Dawah. The non-Muslims can go to the sitemap. The sitemap will take you to all of my different websites. Among those are a website for atheists called realityofgod.com, another website for Christians called truetojesus.com. Point being that we as Muslims, we believe ourselves to be following the religion of truth, which was brought to us by all the prophets. And so Jesus, of course, is one of the great prophets of Islam. But the main website, as I said, is leveltruth.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Pine. It's always a pleasure having you here on The Dean Show.
Pleasure to be here.
Look forward to having you back again. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah. Yes, we covered a lot of great points here. The middle path, very important. We don't go to one extreme or another. So we don't get so negligent. You figured out what the purpose of life is. You've come into this way of life. Oh, so many benefits. But now you struggle a little bit. And now you just drop out. No, what happens at the end? You don't get your degree. You don't pass. So hang on during the tough times and the easy times. Know that it's all a test. And then some people go to the opposite extreme. Do fanatical crazy things like people do in all religions, but don't blame the whole religion. Stay on the middle way. And beautiful example, counterfeit, There's a lot of counterfeit religions out there, man-made religions. We don't want to follow those, but it all starts with a sincere, earnest desire to want to know the truth. So who do you ask? The one who created us, the one who created you. It doesn't make sense that now you just came out of nothing, and then at the end, you go back to nothing. You just go to sleep, and it's all over. You turn to dust. What was it all about? There's got to be a purpose. Do you want to know the purpose? Ask the one who created you to show you what the purpose is. And visit us here every week on the Deen Show. Call us. Start a healthy dialogue. 1-800-662-ISLAM. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Share our shows and come back every week for another exciting episode here on the Deen Show. We'll see you next week. Peace be with you.
Please subscribe to The Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.